This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest, Roger Gaynor of Gaynor Financial. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. They're still a good sponsor for us.
Yeah.
Today's trivia theme is completely random questions. All right? I can't give you any hints because you guys are just too smart. All right, Roger, you are a financial advisor in San Rafael.
Yes, I am.
And since we are in December now, we got to start talking about year-end stuff and what is on the horizon. And
predictions for next year, 2020. Right. Well, should we fear it or should we revere it?
Well, we should anticipate that there's some changes in the wind.
Ooh.
And, you know, given where we are in the economic cycle, we've talked a little bit about this before, last time I was here, things, you want to buy insurance before the house is on fire.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I tried doing it afterward. It doesn't work very well.
It doesn't work very well, no. And it sure, if you can find it, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So with your investments right now, a lot of markets are getting a little long in the tooth. You know, we don't want to, if clients want to, or listeners want to hear more about some of the statistics that are underlying the stock market, the real estate market, the bond market, let's just say there's a lot of very strong signals that have been very, very reliable over decades.
Okay.
That are suggesting that there's probably a recession on the horizon.
Besides just the fact of, you know, like every 10 years you get into one.
Well, and so we're past due.
Yeah.
And actually, I've studied this. This recession cycle goes back to the 17th century. I mean, almost from the time of the Pilgrims, where we've borrowed money from the world. We expand our economy. The world thinks the American consumer is a worthy investment. And then the world gets a little nervous that the consumer might not pay us back. And then they stop lending to us. And we don't have that extra money supply that has been, you know, we've had low interest rates for a really long time.
Yeah.
And so it's been very easy to bid up the prices of riskier assets beyond their historical true value.
Okay.
Intrinsic value, if you will.
Yes.
And so the more you put air in a balloon, eventually it's going to pop.
Right.
Okay. And all this cheap money that we're in a wash in has been like putting air in a balloon.
Okay.
And eventually it'll stop working. So we've had a very accommodated Fed that's held up stock prices, kept bond prices high, which means yields are low, and helped to inflate real estate prices in many markets in the country. Yeah. Certainly around here,
indeed,
people start to think it's a right for my house to go up in value every year. But if you look at some of the trends, both in the commercial and the...
some areas are cooling down.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I don't believe, for example, Zillow is giving me an accurate estimate of my home's actual value, but you can see the trend. So they have charts, graphs of the value, their estimate, their Zestimate
value. Exactly.
Based on prices per square foot, generally.
Yeah, generally. So you can see what the trend is. You know, for example, my house in Mill Valley, according to Zillow, dropped $10,000 in value last month.
Okay.
Last year, it dropped
$100,000
in value.
Holy smokes!
And
at this rate, it'll be worth zero.
We're in a desirable area. Yeah. It rallied a little bit in the first half of this year, but we're seeing that softening in a lot of places. So while markets are good, and I can tell you a bunch of my clients are taking advantage and downsizing right now. They're selling homes, looking for less expensive places as they retire.
Yeah. Mark, your experience in that Pacific Private Money, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. People coming to borrow money from you because they're downsizing.
Because they're downsizing, and I want to get that new place and then put mine on the market.
Exactly.
And we're seeing, you know, longer times for inventory to stay on the market. And a lot of, you know, they're just little things around the edges. And if you're paying attention to the big picture and not just saying, oh, the stock market set three new records last week. You know, it's setting records, but if you look beneath the surface, fewer and fewer stocks are participating in setting all-time highs.
Uh-huh.
So, which ones? The ones that are paying higher dividends? Or?
No, it's the popular names. Gotcha. It's the sexy stuff that everybody piles into.
Okay.
So we're looking in other parts of the market for value because there's stuff that just doesn't make any sense. And you can also see that certain conservative assets now are valued at ridiculous multiples. For example, Procter & Gamble is trading at a multiple of 75.
Oh, my God.
75.
You mean the P.E. ratio?
The P.E.
75?
Is 75. It's like it's an emerging growth tech stock.
That's crazy numbers.
Well, professionals have been rolling into this for a while.
Yeah. Tell you what, when we come back, we're going to ask your advice on the what shall we do?
What shall we do?
Okay. First commercial break trivia question is, what Australian rock band released the album Business as Usual in 1981? Call 888-912-1190. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win that tanning certificate. What Australian rock band released the album Business as Usual in 1981? I want to make a quick mention here. Now, Roger, you will answer. You can answer when you get back. A quick mention here for, remember the drink Go Girl with lots of energy? I had one about 2 hours ago, and I'm still going strong. You can get it at Safeway and other outlets. It tastes good. Low calorie, gives you a lot of energy. Go Girl. GoGirl.com. Okay, Go Girl Energy is what it's called. All right, stay with us. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Eat, drink, and be merry on board a yacht this holiday season with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Enjoy incredible views of the twinkling city lights, the Golden Gate, and more as you cruise the bay. Gather with friends or family on a holiday dining cruise. Visit hornblower.com for reservations today.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license Cal DRE 018-97444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This hilarious and heartwarming holiday celebration features Broadway performers from shows such as Mamma Mia, Beautiful, Wicked, and more. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. Time to share the spirit of the season. Time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens December 6th through December 15th. Reserve your seats at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150 That's 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Onf and Roger Gaynor. First trivia question was, what Australian rock band released the album Business as Usual in 1981? Do you remember that?
Yep, Roger's I do.
Yeah.
The Man Down Under.
No. Well,
that was one of their songs.
That was one of their songs.
AC/DC. Men at Work.
Men at Work. Oh. That's right. Man Down Under. And
Vegemite sandwich.
That's right. I know. You ever had one of those? I was in Australia right time.
I looked at one.
Oh, it's awful. Not Vegemite sandwich. I just had a little bit of Vegemite, and it's like
an
nasty.
An acquired taste.
I ain't acquiring nothing. This holiday season, I invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us at Transcendence Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank, which I've gone to before, and up north,
that's right,
Santa Rosa.
They
do a really
one year.
They do a really good
nice.
Show.
That's
reserve your seats at BroadwayHolidayShow.com. All right, Roger, we were talking about what is one to do?
What is one to do?
Yes.
Well, the first thing is to acknowledge that even though things look pretty good right now, that the possibility exists for that to change.
Okay.
We have we as individuals, as human beings, we tend to believe whatever's happening will happen forever.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008, the market was going to 1,000. And now the market's going to 35,000, right?
Yeah. So what's the law of motion? You know, it's something that tends to stay
bodies
in motion.
That are in motion.
That's right, exactly.
To stay in motion.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when it comes to investments, you run out of buyers at certain prices.
Yeah.
And so that motion ends because there's not more people piling in to buy and bid up the price.
Okay.
I mean, that's how all of this works.
Yep.
As long as there's more people willing to pay more, prices go up.
Yep.
And when we run out of those folks, prices come down. So when things are strong, like they are now, this is a great time to refinance your house. We've got some wonderful interest rates. I think people are making a huge mistake taking shorter term mortgages right now.
Because you lock in longer
you're
term
locking
low
in,
interest.
You know, I can lock in low interest rates for 30 years.
Okay.
There's even some 40-year mortgages out there that I've been getting clients into. Really
so
interesting.
You don't think that interest rates are going to come down further in the next year or
how
two?
How much farther can they come down?
Well, like negative interest rates like they have in, what, Japan? Or
well, Japan, Denmark has them. Denmark, you can borrow $800,000 to buy a house in Denmark and pay back $750,000.
I like that.
It's funny. Every year in December, we gather up all the predictions for the coming year. And for every year, for I think the last 6 years in a row, they predicted higher mortgage rates in the following year. In fact, last year they were saying, mortgage rates at the end of 2019 will be 5%, maybe 6. And they're 3.75. So there's really no guarantee. That's the hard part of predicting is are we going to go into a recession next year? What does that even mean when we're in a recession? Because if the stock market keeps going up and, but growth itself, GDP growth goes down, I'm not sure. And again, I admit I'm not an economist. I'm a little bit of a layperson at this overall, but I'm not so sure that I believe that the GDP is necessarily an accurate representation of whether or not the economy is truly growing or not. Because I've read some articles about whether, that it doesn't really show increases in efficiency and technology and the price of technology and the power of technology increasing, but the price per, qubit or whatever you want to call technology going down, the all the new startups that we have, what's the value of the intellectual property that's being created daily, especially here in the Bay Area?
And will that value maintain?
I think, it's an esoteric argument, but it's just interesting to note that, we could have a recession, but real estate prices could continue to rise. We could have a real estate recession, but GDP could continue to go up and we could be in, in what's still considered a non-recessionary growth period. There's just a lot of interesting facets to the economy, both in terms of interest rates, in terms of stock prices, in terms of real estate prices, in terms of unemployment rates. It's very interesting. There's just a lot of head scratching going on right now, especially among those who are supposed to be able to tell us what's going to happen in the next 12 to 24
months. And
that's
why you should be suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a lot of head scratching. Usually the wind's blowing in a single direction.
Yes.
Right now we have crosswinds. They're blowing in all kinds of different directions.
Yeah.
And usually that's the precursor. This is, you get exhausted. Markets start to run out of new buyers. It doesn't matter if it's eggs or avocados.
Like the mutual fund managers, they'll just buy more of the same stocks, won't they?
Well, they have to. Remember that. They have to buy. They can't move to cash. Okay?
Yeah.
And when you're invested in a mutual fund, that manager has, when you read the objective of the fund, they have to stick to that. So
if there's a run on the bank with the mutual funds, then they have to start selling things, and that could be a tidal wave.
Well, especially in the bond market, because the bond market is illiquid if you're not talking about treasuries.
Yeah.
Corporate bonds, muni bonds, they don't trade very often. So when your mutual fund tells you what the share price is, it's a guess. Okay,
because there's
been no transaction to actually set the price.
Yeah.
And but the mutual fund has to maintain a market. If I call them up and I say I want to cash out, they got to give me money after the market closes.
Yep.
So if you're selling into an illiquid market and there is a run on the bank, as you mentioned, you're going to see corporate bonds drop like a stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And this is one of the things I'm helping people with right now. People that want to avoid risk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear this from a lot of folks. Gee, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm a retirement specialist.
Okay.
And you cannot afford to lose money in the 5 years before and the 5 years after you retire. Period. It's just that simple. There's plenty of studies. I'm happy to share that with listeners.
Yeah, before we go to a break, give out your information.
Sure. You can go to my website, www.gainerfinancial.com.
And that's GAINERFINANCIAL.com.
Or you can call our office at 415-331-9030.
Okay.
And we have some things that can help you to understand the existing situations. And how are we doing on time? We can talk about a couple of the things maybe in another segment.
Absolutely.
That we're having clients do right now to accomplish what they're really trying to accomplish.
Definitely want to do that.
Don't
touch that dial. Okay. Here's our second trivia question. Who succeeded Stalin as Communist Party leader? Which one of those rascals did it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You can win that tanning certificate. Make a mention here for Hornblower. So eat, drink, and be merry on board a yacht this holiday season with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Enjoy incredible views of the twinkling city lights, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more as you cruise the bay. Gather with family or friends and take a holiday dining cruise. Visit hornblower.com for reservations today. All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Best of Investing. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You know those energy drinks that either taste nasty or have too much sugar and you crash afterwards? Let me tell you about Go Girl. Personally, I love their original sugar-free drink. Yeah, I'm a guy, but it is one of the few drinks I found that gives me energy, has no sugar, and the best part, it tastes great. Only 5 calories per can. Most grocery stores carry it. Oh, and by the way, it is not expensive. That's Go Girl Energy Drink.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Roger Gaynor. Second trivia question was, who succeeded Stalin as Communist Party leader?
Is that Khrushchev?
Yeah, very good. Nikita Khrushchev.
Quick, that table with your shoe.
That's right. That's what he did, right?
Yeah, that's what he did.
The worst part was that it was a very smelly foot. Yeah. Quick mention here also for the Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga is celebrating 100 years of Mount View memories. Check them out. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they have one of the nicest pools you'll ever see at www.mountviewhotel.com. So, Roger, you're still giving us some advice, like if we're headed into a recession, what are we going to do?
Okay, well, what we were saying at the end of the last segment is a lot of folks lightened up on stocks that I'm talking to over the last year, say, and moved more to bonds. So as I was talking about this liquidity possibility in the bond market of dropping rates, because we have record amounts of bonds, corporate bonds on the market, and a lot of that's going to be refinanced in the next few years, and record deficits. So there's going to be a lot of competition for borrowing. And it could, I don't know that it will, but it could drive up interest rates over time, in which case your bond mutual funds are going to lose money.
Yeah.
All right. And if there's corporates, any total bond market index or comprehensive total return funds, if you look at what's in there, you're going to find the credit quality has been coming down in these funds. So if it doesn't say investment grade or U.S. Treasury, you should really take a look at what's in your mutual funds. We can get reports to our listeners, x-rays of their mutual funds. We do that service for our clients. But if you're trying to reduce that volatility by moving into bonds, there are alternatives that will help with that.
Like?
Well, for example, we're investing in annuities is our great bond alternative, because annuities will benefit from increasing interest rates.
Well, special types of ones. I mean, not like a fixed annuity.
No, they are fixed annuities.
They're fixed? Okay.
Absolutely. Fixed annuities guarantee your principal.
Okay.
That's what that bond investor wants.
Yeah.
They want a guarantee of principal. And they.
But you're locking in a fixed annuity, though, you're locking in the interest rate, too.
Not always.
Okay.
Okay. And
so
and there's
semi-fixed.
We don't have enough time in this format to talk about the different types of fixed annuities.
Okay.
But we have fixed annuities that, frankly, are going to yield 5 to 7% right now.
Okay.
And we've actually seen some higher yields in the last few years. But
I thought that was the difference between a fixed and a variable annuity.
It depends on how you calculate the interest. So there's something called a fixed indexed annuity that we're receiving much higher interest rates than the 2 to 3% you can get at the bank. Or now we can lock in 3% over 5 years.
Okay.
We've even seen that over 3 years, about 4 months ago.
But there's ones where you participate in the stock market, but you limit your risk.
Well, we guarantee the principal, but your interest earnings are based on the movement of a market.
Gotcha.
Index.
Sounds like don't try this at home. You better call the experts before you start dabbling in those types of investments.
Indexes we're using are multi-asset indexes because no matter how bad a recession is, something is always going up.
That's true.
Okay. So when the stock market dropped in 2008, there were still stocks that went up.
Yeah.
We had an 800-point down day about 3 months ago. Remember that on Monday?
Yeah.
And it was down over 1,000 points and it ended up down 800. there were still 25 stocks that were up that day.
Out of the S&P 500. Okay.
475 that went down and the 25 went. That went up, they went way up. Procter & Gamble was one of those places,
Because people were into safety.
People think it's safe, you know, and so they bid up that price of a conservative asset and made it riskier.
So that's a good way of putting it. And there's
markets around the world. You know, we're seeing some really good values in other parts of the world in their stock markets. You know, our stock market has really been the leading stock market for a number of years So there's a rotation. So I'm using multi-asset algorithm-based indexes that are constantly monitoring the market and making adjustments to the portfolio mix. We're doing a lot of hedged stuff that, you know, we can still, if the market goes great, we're going to participate. But if things get a little choppy,
you're limiting your downside.
And those algorithms also, when the market starts to drop, they'll switch to cash pretty quickly. Okay. And we monitor this. Some of these indexes monitor daily. Some of them monitor monthly.
All right. Give your information one more time, and then we're going to shift over to Mark.
Sure. 415-331-9030 or go to www.gainerfinancial.com. That's GAINERFINANCIAL.com.
You got to memorize that.
Well, Roger, we certainly agree with you that investors should be looking at alternatives. I'm with you in you know, I have a little bit of trepidation with the, you know, where the stock market is. And so if your investments largely mimic the indexes, there's more than a few people out there that are waiting for that shoe to drop and for there to be a you know, what could be a fairly major, you know, correction in the market. And so we're at a good point right now to be taking some profits off the table and maybe do some re-diversification and reallocation of your portfolio. You know, we're at Pacific Private Money. We're in the alternative investment strategy business. Those that invest their money with us, and we use that money to make real estate secured loans in California. We've been providing them with rates in our mortgage pool fund in the high sevens, which is actually, for a California mortgage pool fund that doesn't use debt to artificially inflate its revenues, that's a pure distributed yield of about 7.75% right now on our trailing 12, and close to 8% for our trailing 12-month compounded yields. Again, all secured by California real estate. In mortgage pool funds, trust deed investments is another one that we could talk about a little bit, but we're running out of time for this particular segment. But alternative investment strategies, real estate secured debt, things you should be considering if you're going to
reposition
yourself.
We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yes.
All right. Last trivia question here is, which cuisine gave us kimchi and bulgogi? Which I've had bulgogi, and it's phenomenal. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Which cuisine gave us kimchi and bulgogi? All right, stay with us. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
At the Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga, we are celebrating 100 years of Mount View memories. Offering a great value all winter during our slower season when the wineries are not crowded and more fun to visit. With a stay at Mount View Hotel and Spa, you'll be centrally located in Calistoga and walking distance to great dining, wineries, and more. Indulge in their hot springs jacuzzi, daily complimentary wine tasting each afternoon, and coffee experience every morning. Mount View Hotel and Spa's hospitality will make you feel welcome, and they're ready to be sure you have a great experience in the wine country. www.mountviewhotel.com. That's mountviewhotel.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Roger Gaynor and Mark Hoff. Hey, I switched it up a little bit. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. Third trivia question, which cuisine gave us kimchi and bulgogi?
Korea.
Korean. That's right, Korean.
Yes, indeed.
Bulgogi, that's just so good.
We were talking about Korean and German foods off the air here, sauerkraut and...
Sauerbraten.
Sauerbraten and
schnitzel.
Red cabbage.
Fermented foods.
Yes.
Fermented foods
exactly.
With those good bugs for your stomach. Yeah. That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark, off the air we were mentioning about how I had seen a couple of newsletters with companies that were kind of similar to yours, a little bit different, but somewhat similar. And the rates that they're paying their investors on their fund is in the sixes. And the ones that are leveraged are still under 7%. I mean, what makes you so much better?
Well, California-based mortgage pool funds, real estate-based, real estate loan-based mortgage pool funds, generally in California are paying anywhere from the high fives, low sixes, to as high as, around the high sevens, low eights. And the leveraged funds will tend to be... produce a higher yield, but not necessarily because, again, some of these, what's happening in California, there's a lot of competition among lenders. And so it's driving yields down for a lot of companies that are deciding to compete on rate. So if you're a company out there competing on rate and you're no longer charging 9%, but now you're charging, something in the eights or even the sevens, which is, as a borrower, you can get hard money loans in the 7% range, which is historically unheard of for California. But it's because of all the money and all the new companies that have sprung up here. And so those companies that don't have the same type of deal flow that we have, and they're choosing to compete on rate in order to help their sales team, get the loans and get them, across the closing table. Those rates are going down, and the downward pressure is still there even today. There continues to be downward pressure on rates and fees in the hard money lending business, particularly for fix and flip loans. So because of that, most California mortgage pool fund yields are trending downwards. So it's not unusual to see prospectuses and historical distributions in the 6% range right now on a trailing 12 basis. However, at Pacific Private Money, we don't compete on rate. We have some rather unique products, and we've got a really well-trained sales staff that we just, we would rather turn down a loan and say no. And if they've got a better deal down the street, we're not going to match it. That's not the business we're in. We have other things that we're selling when people come to us. And so we're able to maintain higher rate yield. And our mortgage pool fund has a trailing 12 distribution close to 8% right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, absolutely.
You mentioned something, and I think a lot of people, I think it's really important, and a lot of people really don't understand because you just touched on it briefly. Leveraged loans.
Yes.
Talk about what you mean by that and why that might be a little riskier than an unleveraged portfolio.
Well, a leveraged portfolio is one where not only are they using the capital from the investors to make loans, they're also going to a financial institution, a bank, and getting a line of credit for somewhere around 5.5-6%. So the cost of funds from a bank is lower than the cost of funds generally from a private investor. And so you can take that bank financing and create a little arbitrage and boost the yield up. And the higher percentage of leverage that you use, the more the arbitrage begins to impact the bottom line distributed yield. And so it's not unusual to see maybe like a 10% leverage amount, which
that's not going to impact.
In my opinion, it's pretty conservative.
Yeah, that's conservative.
And generally, when you're talking maybe 10%, a line of credit or bank leverage equal to 10%, that's usually there to help with liquidity issues, to close and to be able to redeem people.
And the arbitrage is only going to add maybe 5 basis points
right.
or something.
It's those funds that use 25%, 33%, 50% leverage. I mean, there are funds, generally not mortgage pool funds, because most of the people that we know that are managing California private originators, most of them are not doing the 4-to-1 leverage ratios that you see in some certain hedge funds and other types of activities. Yeah. But you do want to make sure, you do want to find out in any private placement that you're thinking of investing in, any kind of mortgage pool fund. Mortgage pool funds are by definition generally private placements. And so you'll have an offering circular, and that offering circular will discuss how much leverage the manager is able to use. And so you just want to be careful in this market where we are, where we're likely to see downward pressure. Maybe others have described it as being on the crest of real estate prices, and maybe we'll see a 5-10% adjustment downward in prices potentially in the next 24-36 months. And if that's so, you want to be wary of investing in a fund that is using debt to increase its yield, because essentially what happens if the bank calls that loan.
Yeah.
I mean, Edward, you've been in this business even longer than I have, and you know what can happen when you've got too much debt risk.
Yep.
Essentially, the bank gets paid first.
Yeah.
First and always.
Those covenants can just kill a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what if they can, cancel and call the...
That's exactly what they do.
The line.
And then suddenly,
there are some pools that the line of credit can't be called unless you give them a 1 or 2 year advance. But those are very rare.
Yeah. Yeah. Most banks are not going to allow that kind of a leash.
No. It depends. You're talking about bigger institutions.
But generally speaking, investing in mortgage secured debt is an alternative investment strategy that we're very high on, and we think that anyone that's nervous about their bond and or stock portfolio, or even their real estate portfolio, and are thinking of selling real estate because maybe they believe that now is probably a good time to, take that capital gains hit. Looking at real estate debt and real estate debt options is a great feature.
Yeah. Good. And that's another alternative area. There are little pockets in the real estate market that aren't overvalued,
yes,
that are recession resistant. We look at things like supermarkets. You can't buy your groceries online. I mean, yes, you can from Amazon, and they'll deliver, but where are they going to go to get the food?
Yeah.
Your local Whole Foods, or when Safeway delivers.
Yeah.
Their warehouse is that Safeway on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
The products have to come from somewhere.
And they don't come from central warehouses. We look at mobile home parks, are very recession resistant. The people who live there, their incomes aren't dependent on whether the stock market's good.
Yeah.
They're what we call pensioners.
If you have a recession, sometimes people have to move out of their house and into a mobile home.
Well, that's it. And there's a limited supply of those. So we were actually investing in those these days. Things like student housing.
Mm,
I mean, the universities, there's a new crop coming in every year. So anything that we have a nice feeder in a downturn.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, guys, we don't have a trivia question, but when we come back, we're going to have some important closing comments here on The Best of Investing. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189-7444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Eat, drink, and be merry on board a yacht this holiday season with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Treat your crew to incredible views of the twinkling city lights, the Golden Gate, Alcatraz, and more as you cruise the bay. Escape the hustle with refreshing bay breezes and non-stop views. The holidays are the perfect time to gather with friends or family over a good meal, freshly prepared right on board. Visit hornblower.com for reservations today.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff of Pacific Private Money and Roger Gaynor of Gaynor Financial. Now, we were talking about recessions and stuff like that, but Roger, you were made a good suggestion. You said, let's end on a high note.
Well, yeah. You know, if you turn on the news and they say it's going to rain tomorrow and you leave in shorts and a T-shirt, you're going to get wet.
Yep.
Okay, but if you got an umbrella and a raincoat, you're going to be just fine.
Yep.
So what we're really talking about is to get that raincoat out of your closet. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy a nice day. So it just take advantage of where we are. There's plenty of opportunities to make money, but let somebody else do the losing.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
There's, you know, Edward, you and I had went to like our first of many, you know, Christmas luncheons, and this was the Marin Association of Realtors, and they had the California Association of Realtors economist as a keynote speaker, and you know he was full of his charts and graphs, and the net was, you know, he was not calling for a recession in 2020. I'm curious to see as the month goes on and we get into that news cycle in the coming weeks where the predictors are going to be coming out and they're going to be, you know, discussing, you know, what's going to happen or what they believe will happen in 2020. He did say, though, interestingly enough, that and I appreciated this information, that from a California perspective, he expected the next real estate cycle to be a soft landing cycle.
Everywhere.
Well, when you say here,
California.
For California,
right.
There are pockets that are already seeing pretty significant drops in valuations.
I've had some clients in other
parts of the country taking losses.
Well, I met with a real estate agent today who was telling me how prices were dropping in the high end in Tiburon. And I said, well, I don't know if they're dropping. They're just the home sellers are just not getting it anywhere near what they want. they list the house for too high, and and they're just not getting that premium on a cost per square foot basis anymore, unless they've got the dead on view of San Francisco skyline. And there's a lot, there's plenty of homes in Tiburon that don't have that yet, but think that they're entitled to get $1,500 a square foot, and they're not. It's just not a market that's on fire anymore. It's really cooled down. I wouldn't call it a buyer's market yet by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, prices are stabilizing. And according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index in the Bay Area, which measures price per square foot of actual home sales, we've had 2 months in a row now of year-over-year depreciation of home values in the San Francisco Bay Area. So that's going to continue. But again, it's not a 5% drop. It's just, you know, 1% year-over-year for the last couple of months. So again, you know, I think that these are all, you know, as you started, Roger, at the beginning, that, you know, the crosswinds, we're seeing them. So so prudence is in order. And but none of us really have that crystal ball we all wish we had.
This is where advisors earn their keep.
Yeah,
by helping you understand how to protect yourself. You know, you can extrapolate from here. If we have a turn down and you look at the deficits we have, it's a pretty good chance, no matter who's in charge, there might be a tax increase in the not too distant future.
Gotcha. Well, I know one of the things that at Pacific Private Money, what you do is the way you can guys can pull back is you can make your underwriting even more conservative,
right,
and go from 70% LTV to 65 or 60%. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not worried about demand for capital. Even in a recession, the demand just shifts. It's
exactly
the opportunists are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to be looking for capital, and we're going to be there to provide it for them.
And you do short-term loans, so there's generally not a crash overnight in real estate. It's usually a prolonged decline.
Yep.
It's kind of rare that it's like the stock market drops 800 points one day. Usually, you don't have from one day to the next.
A 5% drop in real estate
prices?
Yeah,
usually not. I mean, unless there's a sinkhole or something. Okay, gentlemen, always a pleasure. Excellent show today. Really appreciate the information, Roger. And we're going to cut off to our thoughts for the day. The importance of walking. I joined a health club last year, spent about $400, haven't lost a pound. Apparently, you have to go there. I didn't realize that. I thought you just spend the money and you lose the weight. And the other part is every time I hear the dirty word exercise, I wash my mouth out with chocolate. I figure that. There you go. That'll work. That'll work, right? Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.